A different sort of former detainee is closer to home today. Roxana Saberi boarded a plane in Austria bound for the United States. Saberi is the American-Iranian journalist who was imprisoned by Iran for 4 months. Her release earlier this month made headlines all over the globe, but there are other writers who wind up in Iranian prisons whose names aren't that well known. About 2 months ago, a young Iranian blogger died in a Tehran prison. His death spurred some activists to create an online group in his memory. It's aimed at protecting the rights of bloggers around the world. Sarooz Farivar has the story.
Omid Reza Mirsayafi was a 29-year-old blogger who mostly wrote about Iranian music and culture. However, his blog caught the attention of Iranian authorities. They accused him of insulting Iran's leaders and making propaganda against the state. Mirsayafi was sent to Tehran's notorious Evin prison in December 2008. He died there on March 18, 2009. Kurt Hopkins is co-founder of the new online group, the March 18th Movement. Hopkins says it's still not clear how Mirsayafi died, though he was believed to have been depressed and had access to sedatives.
The long and the short of it was that he died, and he died, if not as a direct action by his Iranian prison guards, at least through inaction, through neglect. At that point, he became the first and so far only blogger to die in custody. And we want, you know, the whole goal of the March 18th movement is to make sure that he's the last.
One of Hopkins' partners in the March 18th group is Ezra'a Al-Shafei. She's a Bahraini human rights activist and founder of the website FreeKarim.org. That site is dedicated to another blogger known as Karim Amer of Egypt. The 24-year-old was imprisoned in 2007 for crimes including defaming Egypt's president. Al-Shafei says that bloggers who live in free countries have a responsibility to speak out for those who can't speak for themselves.
The entire world should be aware that blogging here is not a right. It's something that people really take a risk for. And people should really use their own freedoms if they're abroad, like if they're in Europe or in Australia or anywhere where is considerably more freedoms, then they should really get involved and be aware and take action in order to prevent any deaths or any actions against bloggers to happen.
Al-Shafei hopes that the March 18th website will become a forum for blogger videos that speak out for free expression and against persecution. She adds it could also provide concrete help for imprisoned bloggers, like Karim Amer.
We also use the internet to raise donations for Karim, which he received physically. Like, we raised donations online, we sent it to his friend in Alexandria, and then she sent it personally to Karim, and he can use that to, for example, increase his meal time or use it the money to barb the prison guards to go to the bathroom and just make his life within prison much more convenient and safer.
Another blogger, Omid Memadian, is more than familiar with the hardships of life as a political prisoner. He's an Iranian journalist and blogger who was arrested in 2004 and held in solitary confinement in a Tehran prison. He says at the time, there wasn't much outcry from the blogosphere.
4 or 5 years ago, it was much different. It was a very new phenomena, and they were not sure how to react. And even though we had a kind of reaction among some bloggers, but it was not that kind of, you know, unity or big voice among them. Now it's very different. People really react. People really put the news of these arrests on their blog and uncover them.
Some have suggested that publicizing these cases may put imprisoned bloggers in even more danger. But Memadian says the fact that activists like the March 18th movement are rallying to bloggers' cause can only help their situation. For The World, I'm Sarooz Farivar.